And so, Lord Jesus, help us to sing. Help us to rejoice. And Lord, we pray that it would be something of your Holy Spirit in us. Release today, dear Lord, from bondages. Release us today, O Lord. Help us to begin to practice. And Lord, maybe it will be like hitting the ceiling. But Lord, if we keep hitting the ceiling, it's going to go through. Because you're going to come to us. And that's the way. That's the way that you show us your salvation. And so thank you, Lord. Thank you. It's a rejoicing way. It's a happy way. It's a joyful way. It's joy unspeakable. And it's full of glory. And Lord, we're on this way that leads to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. So we pray, Lord, that as we walk on this way, that you'll continue to help us. Help us until the day you call us home. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion. He was angry with me, but his anger has turned away. And now he comforts me. And with joy I draw out of these wells of salvation. Oh, cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lift us, O Lord. Lift us into your glory. Hallelujah. 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 We're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. Sing it together. It's 400 something. 16? 14? 414? 414. Hallelujah. Come we that love the Lord and let our joy be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus surround the throne, and thus surround the throne. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Let those refuse to sing who never. May speak their joys abroad. We're marching to Zion. Hallelujah. Oh, Gaya Baya Rababayo. Mean upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. A hill of, yes, Lord. Oh, a thousand sacred sweets. Hallelujah. Before we reach the heavenly field, before we reach the heavenly field, or walk, hallelujah, hallelujah, or walk the golden streets, we're Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's bubbling. It's bubbling. It's bubbling in my soul. We're singing and shouting since Jesus made me whole. Folks don't understand it, but I can't keep it quiet. It's bubbling, 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 bubbling day and night. Oh, it's bubbling, it's bubbling, it's bubbling in my soul. We're singing and shouting since Jesus made us whole. Folks don't understand it, but I can't keep it quiet. It's bubbling, 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 bubbling day and night. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, better to bubble all over the joy. Oh, God, lift us today, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Right into your glory. Right into your presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, Brother Frank got his days of the week. We start on Sunday, Brother Frank. We start. I mean, you can start any day you want. It all ends up the same. But if you don't know that little chorus, you're learning it better. And maybe we could sing it again. We'll start with Sunday. Sunday, I am happy. On Monday, I'm full of joy. Tuesday, I have peace within that nothing can destroy. On Wednesday and on Thursday, I'm walking in the light. And Friday, it's a heaven below, and Saturday is always bright. Oh, glory to the Lamb. I'm saved, and I'm so glad that I am. Hallelujah. Brother John, I'm going to ask if he'd come. We'll sing it as he comes and close the meeting, however you feel led, Brother John. Say something to us, challenge us, pray with us, however the Lord leads and directs you. But before we even sing and do that, let's pray for Brother John and Sister Diana, that the Lord will help them. As many of you know, they've had a change, an adjustment, maybe we should say, in their ministry, in the venue of their ministry, the scope of their ministry. They've had challenges physically and familially. But the Lord is blessing, and the Lord is faithful. We want to pray for them. We want to ask the Lord to help them. Our Brother Jason left this morning. He's on his way to the airport, and we want to remember Brother Jason also, that the Lord will bless him in his ministry and the work he's been called to. and the way he serves the Lord. Brother Paul, would you please lead us in prayer for these who are serving you? Let's all join our faith together for them.
Lord, we thank you for these faithful ministers of yours who give themselves to you. We pray, O God, that you would enlarge them in a way that only you know they need. We don't know their needs, Lord, but you do. We pray that you would come. Come to our brother John, yes, this new venture that he has.
God, get you to help and strengthen
his family too.
Jesus.
Yes, are also involved in this. We
yes,
thank
Lord,
you, Lord,
Jesus,
that the Holy
bless.
Spirit
yes.
can work mightily through
bless
them as they give themselves
yes,
to you, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus, help them, Jesus. Yes,
Lord.
By
your Spirit. And we thank you for this, Lord. Enlarge them.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Jesus, come to them. Come to them, Jesus. Lord, we pray even now. Lord, give them
hope to grow in grace.
Oh, Lord,
amen.
We believe you will do it, Lord. We come to Brother Jason, too. That he has given himself to the work in California. And that
help
so we
Jesus.
See we
help
see growth there. We pray
God,
that they will continue not
amen.
Only in the congregation,
yes,
but in Jason
yes.
personally.
Yes, Lord. Enrich
well,
his life.
Amen.
Bless
amen.
Him.
Cause him to speak
amen.
Through the power
yes.
of the Holy
Jesus.
Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Cause
yes.
his works to be done through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We thank
yes.
you, Lord, that
yes.
we can trust
amen.
You to do this. We thank you for faithful people like this.
Yes,
yes
Lord.
Faithful ministers
yes, Lord.
To you.
Bless them.
And we bring them to you today.
Help them,
unite
Jesus.
In prayer for them both.
In Jesus'
name.
Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. So Sunday, you're happy. Are we ready? On Sunday, I am happy. On Monday, full of joy. On Tuesday,
good to be here just for a few days. We were up earlier in the season, but it was good just to be able to come and get a few days of rest and refreshing and reviving. And God is always so faithful. As we come expecting, he gives. And I want to thank Brother Ernie and Sister Joyce for their ministry here and for many of you that play a part in making camp what it is. And it has spoken life into our hearts again. And the other night, our first night here on Tuesday, came into the meeting, and the Lord was just speaking to my heart about the working of the Holy Spirit and our need for the Holy Spirit in our lives. And then Brother Ernie spoke on that Tuesday evening, and God just bringing that to life in me again, and as it was shared that night, how we all desperately need the working of the Holy Spirit, the anointing on our lives for whatever it is God has called us to do. And all of us are called to something different, but we are called, and there is a purpose, and there is a plan that God has. You are in a place in your world that God has strategically put you that maybe nobody else can get to. Maybe somebody has prayed for your coworker that you sit next to all day, that God, would you send somebody into their life that would speak truth to them? They've been praying for their salvation for years, that somebody could reach them. Maybe you're that person. Maybe you're in the school that your pastor can't go into to preach or to pray, but you can. You're in a neighborhood, a family. God has put you there. And we need the anointing of the Holy Spirit to work in and through us. And God has been impressing that. I know even through all of the meetings, how desperately we need the work of the Holy Spirit. Some of us we're heading back in just a little while. My wife and I, you know, this period's ending and there's transition. Many of you are leaving these next couple of days. We go back to a world that is full of challenge and resistance to the work of God. And not just the world, but the enemy himself. We studied Ephesians in the first period here and how we're told to put on the armor of God because the devil is going about with strategy and wiles and ammunition and tactics to take us down. And without the Lord, we are weak and vulnerable and exposed. And so how we need the Holy Spirit to come to us, to work in us, that we might be witnesses. I think that was mentioned these days also, and maybe last night, Brother Jason made reference to that as well, that we might be witnesses. When the Holy Spirit comes upon us. And so when we go back, and you know, that's not just, you know, you take a tract and you go out and share something with somebody and invite them to church or lead them in a prayer. Being a witness, the way I see it in Scripture, is being able to stand in this world grounded in God, filled with the Spirit, and moving forward and taking ground that has been lost to the devil. We read that throughout Hebrews chapter 11. A lot of these were referenced this week, and God just kept on kind of making them explode in my heart a little bit. But we're given that faith chapter, Hebrews 11, which goes over and over about men and women of faith that lived their lives for God and how God used them and worked in them. And many of them laid down their lives. Many of them suffered great persecution, the world not even worthy of them. And they struggled in life and they were persecuted and many of them put to death. And we go from that chapter to the next thought that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. And these weren't men and women that just knocked on doors to say, we want to invite you to church or we want to tell you about Jesus. These were people who stood in the face of persecution and death when others came knocking at their door. And these were those who stood up in the battle. These were those who wouldn't sway and wouldn't compromise and wouldn't back down in their faith, filled with the Spirit of God. And so when Jesus commands his disciples to tarry in Jerusalem and wait for the Holy Ghost to come upon you that you may be witnesses. It wasn't just, you know, I was petrified. I still am. Brother Ernie called me up. I get this kind of thing that works through me that shrinks away. And that's just kind of my personality and who I am. And as a child, very much wanted to kind of just not be out there when God put on my heart to go into ministry as a teenager. You know, that was just something I couldn't comprehend because I figured you've got to be kind of with people, in front of people, and maybe have to say a few things, and I didn't want to do any of that. And I remember there were times as we did vacation Bible school when I was a child. My dad was a pastor. And I think we borrowed, I don't know who it was, from Ridgewood or from Williamsburg, but they had this board placard thing, triangle, that you put on a roof rack and on your car. And we got an amplifier and a microphone. And we would go through the neighborhood with the banner that told them what VBS was. And they played music back in the day, it was an old tape recorder. You know, the old ones, you had a little cassette, you press the button, and we'd hold the microphone on the tape recorder so it would play through the loudspeaker on top of the car. And then we'd have to speak into it and tell them when VBS is and get everybody's attention, drive through the neighborhoods. And I was volunteered for that, often with my dad, and I'd sit there and I'd have to sometimes, you know, speak into that microphone and tell the dates and the time, and it was hard. It was hard to be a witness. And then we had I'm going to end. I know. I think I've got 3 minutes if we go on the same time as first period. We had a ministry come into our church. I was a teenager, and they were going to train us and prepare us and teach us for outreach ministry, and we would go door to door inviting people to church. And so as a pastor's kid, I had to do everything that we did. And so there I was in this class to learn how to go and knock on doors and invite people to church and tell them about Jesus. And I just wanted to run and hide. How am I going to do this and be a witness? Maybe you're bent that same way. You'd rather just kind of be by yourself or left alone or not so public. You know, if we fail in that, and if you haven't knocked on doors recently, you're not fulfilling God's call to be a witness. But that, as I mentioned, I don't know that that's really the extent of the witness. It is Hebrews 11. It is when we go back home now, and we're in a classroom in a university or in a high school, or when we're in a neighborhood or at our family gathering and they're hostile toward us because of our faith. It's those times where we want to shrink away, where the enemy's coming at us. And that's what Hebrews was about, right? It was about the church, the Christians, who were being persecuted and suffering, and many of them were shrinking away. And it's in the midst of life and this world that we so desperately need the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And so maybe as you're leaving, as we are, just an encouragement that God would work in us, that we would be filled with His Spirit, that there would be nothing we would shrink from. And through the midst of trials, and through the midst of battle, through the midst of maybe even fear, that God would just cause courage to rise up in us and boldness, that we might stand in this world. How desperately the world needs us. How desperately the world needs those that will stand as light and as salt, that would stand courageously and boldly without compromise. How desperately the world needs to see the Holy Spirit at work in us, transforming us, making us more like Jesus. Father, I pray You would do that in us. Lord, maybe for some it's just a few more hours or days before we go home. Lord, for some that are gearing up for a new semester, others that are going back into job situations that are just difficult. God, some of us that have been discouraged and maybe feel like, is it worth the fight? Is this the energy and the sacrifice and all that's involved, God? It's just, I'm tired. And maybe we question, like John the Baptist, in difficult places in our lives, and we say, God, have we missed it? Are You the one? Is this worth living for? Is it worth dying for? God, that You would come to us and fill us with a fresh anointing, Lord, as we go from here, dear God, and that You would use us where You have placed us, dear Jesus, and that Your Holy Spirit would be manifest in our lives, Lord, and animate us in our living, dear God. Thank You for these times, Lord, where we're able to gather and be in Your presence. Thank You for Your goodness and faithfulness, that You would come to us, Lord, that You would meet us in these special ways. So, Lord, we rejoice. We will rejoice. We will rejoice, and we will go forth with joy, O God, and with praise and with thanksgiving. Lord, You are so good, and we love You. We praise You. In Jesus' name, amen.
fresh anointing, a fresh anointing. Holy Spirit, breathe on me, for I need a new wind blowing in my life to be used for me. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We're dismissed.